Well, every now and then they gotta make a batch like that for Junior. He'd sit there and put that thing in coffee, you know, dunk it in coffee. God almighty. I stayed a long time when I was young. My mother had trouble to get me to eat breakfast. That's all I wanted was my breakfast, that coffee, and that's about it. That's what I'd do. And she'd make it when it cooked about that thick, you know, and you'd break it and put it in that coffee, and boy, that's all I'd want. That was my breakfast.
Would you ever make cornmeal? Would you ever put anything like for rendering from the hog in the cornmeal when you're cooking it up? Make, you know, put the cracklings in?
I ate cracklings last night.
Crackling bread?
I ate crackling in red beans. I got a friend of mine, boy, every time he get a hold to that, he's wife got to make a cornbread with crackling. Boy, that man loves that. And his wife will just sit there and eat them things until she's about to pop. I never heard her say, well, I got to know. I'll get a head, I'll make hog head cheese over here. I'll get a head and I'll cut all that fat off. You get too much fat on the hog head cheese, it ain't no good. It's too greasy then. But I'll cut all that off and I'll melt it, you know, get the fat out of it. And well, I'll get the crackling. And I'll keep a few and I'll bring the rest over at the store. And boy, he'll get into them things, I'm telling you. Well, I kept some the other day. And my wife had some, she had cooked some red beans. I told her, I said, put them in the red bean, because it tastes good in red beans. Well, I had some last night.
Yeah.
That's what I ate for supper.
Would you ever make cornmeal up in a deep pan, maybe? And, okay, it would come out, you'd spoon it out on your plate or something like that, dish it out on your mashed potatoes. You ever hear of spoon bread or anything like that? Real soft or?
Cornbread mush.
Mush?
Mush.
Mush?
Cornmeal mush, that is.
Okay.
I mean.
Now, what is
that?
Now, some people will make up a batter of these things in the morning and cook them up and put molasses or something on them or anything like that, or jam on them. They call them, they're made out of wheat. What do they call them?
I don't know what you'd call that, but that's one thing. I ain't got a bit of use for eating like wheat bread and all that.
Yeah.
Don't give me that, huh? I don't like wheat bread.
You ever see them cook these things in a pan, you know, and they're flat, and they're, you know, they're made out of wheat batter or something like that?
I've seen pancakes or something like that.
Yeah.
But,
would they be made out of wheat, or
no,
would you ever see
no,
made out of cornmeal?
It's got that regular mixture I use.
Yeah.
To make pancake flour mix.
Yeah.
They got cornmeal in there, and they got flour. That's a mixture that they use in there.
Yeah. Now,
I get that pretty often. I got beans in the back there, and I get honey from them, but last year I didn't rob them. I got three hires back there.
No kidding.
I've been wanting to get out there and see how they're doing. The other day, damn ants was getting on one of them.
Mm.
And the last time I robbed them things, boy, they like to kill me. I had to quit. I went out there and I got a whole rig. I got everything. I got a fella even give me a whole rig. But I had the veil, I had the smoke and all that, you know, glow. I went out there, instead of picking never thought about the damn thing was going to get in my shoes like that, I just took my socks and pulled them over my pants, like this, you know. And boy, them thing got in there and they got around my ankle and they kept on stinging and stinging me and stinging me. I wouldn't quit. One thing, it don't mean nothing to me. It don't hurt to me all that bad. Damn wasp will hurt worse than a honeybee to me. When that big yellow one? Boy, after a while, them things got around me so much until my leg looked like I just couldn't move my ankle no more. I closed that box and I come home. I said, hey, heck with y'all. Well, last year I fooled around and never did.